latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines. And Newcastle are reportedly ready to start negotiations about making Kennedy's loan move from Chelsea into a permanent deal. The Brazil under-23 international joined the Magpies on loan in January until the end of the season, and his arrival at the club has coincided with a huge upturn in fortunes for the North East outfit. Rafael Benitez's men have climbed to 10th in the Premier League, 13 points above the relegation zone, and Sunday's 2-1 comeback win against Arsenal at St James's Park took the club over the magical 40-point mark for the campaign. Well, safety was key for Newcastle, but having now almost mathematically secured their top flight status for next term, attention is being turned towards signing Kennedy permanently. The 22-year-old, who is expected to leave Stamford Bridge no matter what this summer, has been in outstanding form, scoring 2 goals from 9 league appearances, and he is said to be keen on continuing his journey in the north of England. Well, Newcastle are now ready to start talks about a permanent stay, but with a £10 million price tag on his head, the club may face competition from the likes of Bayern Munich, Paris Saint-Germain, Arsenal and Tottenham for his signature. Elsewhere, and what about the future of striker Ivan Toney? It's claimed that Scunthorpe United are looking to snap him up. He's been going well on loan with them in League One after a disappointing spell with Wigan in the same division earlier this season. The 22-year-old made the switch to Scunny in January and has since scored 6 goals for the Iron as they look to secure their playoff place. 4 goals in his last 6 have resulted in Tony's name ending up in the headlines again. After the game, he told Scunthorpe's website, "That's my job to score. I'm here to try and get goals for the team. I'm sure we take a lot of confidence into these remaining games." Those are the words of Ivan Toney after he scored against Charlton Athletic at the weekend.